Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today are Ann Winslow, the owner of Winslow BMW and a big participant in the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, and Greg Randolph, who is the managing partner for Winslow BMW. And between the three of us, we have a lot to talk about today. Ann, welcome back to the Business Connection studio. It's been almost a year, and I have to tell you, I think that's too long.
It's good to be back, especially to talk about the hill climb.
Very exciting. Greg, lots and lots of excitement around all of this, and welcome back to you as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And again, a year is too long, so I'm glad we're back together and talking about this. The hill climb is actually today as we speak. It's a wonderful thing. And you have BMW represented very, very well in the race itself, the BMW brand, but also some hometown connections and some really fun stories, at least about one of the racers in particular. Also part of the discussion is Rhapsody, which we talked about in 2018, and which is going to happen again in 2020, as I understand it. Is that right, Ann?
That's correct. Last year we had the Rhapsody contest, which was an art wrap for a BMW IA, the Gullwing Hybrid Super Sports Car. And the winner was from France, and the two runners-up were from Colorado Springs.
And kind of an interesting way that that unfolds, because it is a piece of artwork unique to the artist who wins the competition, and then the car is wrapped with that artwork.
That's absolutely correct. The design element is really a critical piece of the Rhapsody project. It entails BMW's enthusiast performance, the Pikes Peak Hill Climb in general, the feeling, the essence of the sport itself. And we look forward to the new Rhapsody project coming out in 2.0.
2.0 is what you're calling it. Okay. As in for 2020? Is that kind of how that originates?
That's right.
Very fun. When do you start making the call for entries?
Not until March of 2020. So everyone can be looking out for that. We're really excited about it. We learned a lot during the first contest, and so we're polishing things up and think it'll be bigger and better.
Ann and Greg, let's talk about Winslow's connections to Pikes Peak International Hill Climb over the years.
Well, this year, I don't know whether you have seen them or not, but there's an X5 and an X7, which is the biggest BMW ever, driving around town, and they're racing colors of red, blue, and purple, and that is to help publicize the hill climb. And then also this year, we'll have the pace car for the Parade of Champions again.
Yeah, that race car, thanks, Ann. That race car, Parade of Champions car, is really a neat car. It's the new M850 XI Coupe, which is designed after the actual M8 Coupe race car. We've dolled it up with the help of our friends at AutoFilm Solutions. Again, I want to, our hats are off to them. They've done a great job for us over the last couple of years now. And it's going to be a fun car to take a look at leading the parade.
In one particular case, a little bit earlier this week, in the run-up to the hill climb, was FanFest. And at FanFest, Ann, you told me about a car that you had there that was wrapped in clear, in a clear wrap that fans got to do something really fun with.
That's what Greg calls our signature car, because you can write your well wishes to the participants in the hill climb actually on the car. It's an M2.
No, actually, it's a M2. It's a X2 M35. It was pretty close to an M, and the X2 M235. And it's actually wrapped in white. And it's just, again, a great way to be involved in the hill climb without ever being in the hill climb, so to speak, and sending out those wishes to all the riders, not just the BMW riders.
You know, and we're especially excited about this year's hill climb because there are more BMW participants than ever. There are five drivers and five riders of motorcycles. So we're really looking forward to see how they do.
One in particular you shared a very fun story about.
That's our hometown boy, Tim Hardy, who bought his BMW M30 on Craigslist for $450. Obviously, he put a lot of work into it, And when he was one of the top 50 qualifiers, he, of course, qualified for the race. And then last year, raced it up the mountain in under 10 minutes.
Which is that a record for that particular class?
I think it was more of a personal record for Tim and his dad, and what a wonderful family. They've done a great job. I mean, to really highlight that a little bit, to buy a shell, then put the guts, so to speak, inside that shell and do it as a father-son team in their garage. The difference between that type of interaction versus, say, the corporate style of the Volkswagen last year that won it all and did it in 7 minutes or something, broke every record in the world. But there's a two magical stories behind that. And again, a call out to Tim Hardy and his dad for that, which is a little home cooking. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the Volkswagen having a value of about $2 million going into the race that it was in. And here comes a $450 BMW that has been properly prepared for the race.
There's a lot of spin around another driver of the race, and that is Tyler Pappas, and he's from New Jersey. And it's an M2, and he describes his team as a small privateer team of all under 30-year-olds. And they have extensively worked on this M2, and it's a 500-horsepower car now, and they put a lot of time and preparation into it. And so they're looking forward to see how it does on the hill.
So it will be a first for this particular M2.
Yes, there are three rookies. Of the BMW participants, five are rookies.
Five of them are rookies. What's the inspiration for these people to get into this race?
Well, majority of them on the BMW side are just extreme enthusiasts. They bleed blue, so to speak, in our world. And let me give a call out to them, if I may. It's Bert Howerton, Tyler Pappas, James Clay, James Valdez, Jim Heider, Stefan Dolipsky, Eric Wilson, and again, Lucy Glockner, Michael Dunlop, and again, Tim Hardy.
If you're calling the race today, and we're all rooting for the BMW brand, 10 entrants, 5 rookies total, 5 motorcycles and 5 cars, who is your favorite to win?
Oh, you can't pick one.
No, you can't. I think they're all winners. I mean, just to participate in it and to have the sheer guts to be able to climb the mountain, so to speak, under the terms and conditions of the mountain, they're winners in all aspects, without a doubt. So we want to give a special congratulations or thanks to everyone that's in the race that is participating, not just the BMW drivers.
Ann Winslow, owner of Winslow BMW, Greg Randolph, managing partner for Winslow BMW. Always a privilege to have you here with about a minute left. What's next? What is the latest and greatest coming from BMW that will hit Colorado Springs?
Well, in 2019, BMW has opened the gates. And I don't know if I'm correct. Is it 18 new models?
I think you're close. Right now on the showroom floor, we have the some M cars, the M5 and the M5 competition, 0 to 60 in 3.3 or 3.2 seconds.
That's fast. Yeah. That is way
and
fast.
You also have the M850, the X7, the all-new X7. You know, a big call out to that. We've waited on that for a couple of years. It is absolutely a wonderful vehicle. It is a true 7-passenger, and it has been regarded as one of the better in its class at this point, very early in the year, and we're appreciative of that. But BMW, again, was put themselves in a really great winning position this year by having the model lineup that they have.
Ann Winslow and Greg Randolph, both of Winslow BMW, thank you so much for being here and sharing these stories and this time with us here at KRDO and our listeners to Business Connection. Get a visual. You'll love these cars. WinslowBMW.com. That's WinslowBMW.com. And, of course, the showroom is right off of Nevada. Not too far from another favorite of ours, Louisa Graff Jewelers. What a great pairing on that corner. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you both again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7:30 here on KRDO at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Catch us by podcast as well, totally free 24/7 at KRDO.com. Click on the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.